Good morning and welcome to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. And this is your host, Diane Sassano. Today we're going to be covering the topic of maintaining healthy boundaries and recognizing at what point do our principles and those of our loved ones, friends, or significant other overlap or no longer overlap. So in a relationship, when it evolves, you gradually become, you know, entwined with someone. We tend to have a great deal in common with people who we attract or who attract us. And we regard for a completeness in trust and judgment. While our lives together, you know, may seem to run smoothly, there's always a dividing line that we can't see. And we need to learn to remain separate beings, you know, as individuals, even though you may be together as a couple, or you may be in a family, you know, as a sister, or a brother, an aunt, or whatever. You still have to remember that you are, you know, your own being. You have your own autonomy, and that's a good thing. But sometimes in relationships, we tend to disregard these barriers, and we sacrifice our independence in a way that deletes the lines that we drew for visual sake in the sand on what we wish to maintain in keeping our individuality. Having respect for the fact that our lives exist independently of other lives, and we can allow ourselves to set emotional and physical boundaries, you know, to explore our own interests and capabilities, even when we do have people that are close to us and don't understand, you know, the differences or the particularities of why we tend to agree to disagree or agree or disagree. And having these boundaries in place, I call them like healthy barriers, you know, is fine. Some people have or tend to have like guilt, or they feel selfish because, you know, they want to maintain their own identity. And there's nothing wrong with that, wanting to maintain your own identity, especially in a relationship. You know, you come together, I said, as, you know, as a couple, but, you know, it's really healthy to maintain your own identity, because you don't ever want to lose it, because then you don't identify with yourself any longer. You identify with that person, you know, like, I'm the mother, I'm the wife, I'm the sister, and you're not, like, per se, I'm not Anne. So learning to do that for yourself is really important, maintaining, you know, really good emotional boundaries and physical boundaries, and it's extremely healthy for you. Healthy barriers or boundaries is recognizing the point that which the principles of the ones that you love, your peers, your friends, whatever, they no longer overlap. So if something is overlapping into your boundaries, you need to look at that and find out why. You know, or why are you allowing it? Or why is that person thinking that they can, you know, infringe upon something that is belonging to you? As a human race, we relentlessly fight the temptation to follow the crowd. And of course, naturally, we want to be liked and accepted and admired. And sometimes we just find it easier to win the approval, you know, and to ally people with ourselves, you know, and others, if we tend to follow the crowd, or, you know, tend not to be that person that stands alone as a leader. But we can't assume that our standards at any time are the same as anyone else. Especially with people that are close to us, you have to examine your own intentions on your belief systems and on what feels good to you, because it's, you know, in that regard, if you don't know yourself completely, then you are doing a disservice to yourself and other people too. Because if you don't know your own boundaries, if you don't know your own, you know, likes or dislikes or non-negotiables, you know, you're not going to clearly express that to anybody else. So boundaries exist between us. It's just a reminder of a path that we follow in life that's unique to us as beings. And when we accept that I and we can coexist peacefully, it makes for a healthier space everywhere that you go. Reactions, likes, dislikes, people that we love, our goals, our dreams, you know, they may not always align with other people, but that's okay. And it shouldn't either. You can ask others to embrace what you hold dear or not feel compelled to embrace what they hold dear. You know, you make good choices. And when I say you make good choices, choices that align to who you are as a human being and as an individual in this world. So you don't always have to agree with someone if it doesn't feel good to you or it doesn't align with who you are as a person. So as you learn to define yourself emotionally and intellectually, you become a distinct individual because you know your needs, your wants, and your desires. You'll grow to appreciate your autonomy. However much that you like enjoy, you know, associating the buying to other people, you still have to provide a sense of identity, as I said, because you are your own person. Concepts of self will ultimately originate in your own soul. So if you take just a moment, right, and quiet your mind and listen to your soul, which will speak to you, you know, she or he will help you, you know, understand who you are as an individual, as a being in this world, and help you create those barriers that hold you safe and accountable to what you originally were born into this world to be or serve your purpose as. And you gain a lot of freedom in that respect of knowing that you can invite people in because you know yourself and you know what you like, what you dislike, and what's a non-negotiable. And the people that you bring into your life will be in alignment with you, and you'll never feel that you have to try so hard or have to be made to feel uncomfortable because your boundaries are set. And in that pursuit, you'll definitely have a lot of freedom and not have to feel so uncomfortable in situations. Sometimes you develop and you move apart from people whose approval that doesn't line up with yours, and that's okay. And if a person takes offense to something that you stand your ground on, you know, remember that's their offense. It's not your offense. You have a right to see, feel, hear, care, do whatever you want, because remember, you are only responsible for you. And sometimes there are other people that will continue to play a role in your existence, but their values will not directly line up with yours, but even though they're there. So sometimes, you know, you're just sharing a relationship with someone, and sometimes you can balance it out. It can be harmonious. And then sometimes it's not. So remember, don't beat yourself up in a situation where you're trying to learn yourself and what feels good and doesn't feel good to you. That's your responsibility to self. And when you do fall into a relationship or lean into friendships, remember that it applies to them also. It applies to your family also. This is getting to know you, who you are, what makes you feel good and what makes you not feel good. So I'll leave you with that loving yourself and knowing yourself is the greatest gift that you can give. Because when you do know yourself, you tend to give and love yourself a lot more. So as always, I thank you for listening to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. Please share this and like it and subscribe to my channel. I do do coaching for people that that are in need of coaching today on these subjects and other subjects. So you can DM me on Healing with Diane or go to my website, healingwithdiane.net. And as always, I send you light and love and have a beautiful day.